Good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Pacifica Foundation National Finance Committee. Today is Thursday, September 13, 2007. The National Finance Committee meets regularly, and I believe we're on the stream. So I believe we have quorum, and our secretary, my name is LaVarne Williams. I'm the chair of the Finance Committee, and our secretary is Terry Goodman. And at this time, I would ask or request Terry to call the roll.
Okay, let's see if I got pretty quick enough.
Odie, you're pumping us elevator music.
Oh, okay.
That's someone else who's entertaining us. So,
well, we can work with the music bit.
If it was a little lower, we could work with it.
Okay, I don't have a fully alphabetized list, but I think I have everyone listed. Dave Adelson, absent. Barudi Bediako.
Here.
Terry Goodman is here. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Is here. Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Here. Thomas Ruffin. Absent. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Is here. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Is here. Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Is here. The list I'm pulling
is
Mike Martin.
Yes.
Is he on the committee?
Yes, he is.
Then he is absent. Berthold Reimers is absent. I think I got everybody.
Did you call Lonnie? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. And Lonnie is here. And Terry is here.
So that gives us
one. Chair?
Yes.
Is he on this committee or not on the committee? Or?
I'm sorry? What is the question?
Thomas Ruffin.
I had notified the PNB that Mr. Ruffin had missed more than three consecutive meetings, and at that point, he in the PNB, I think, in-person meeting, he had noticed that this was under protest. So I've not seen the protest to the PNB. So in terms of, although his name is on the list, but my notification was that he was no longer on the committee. He had missed more than three consecutive meetings. And we had asked I sent a note to the chair of the PFW LSB to inform them of that fact. So until the PFW LSB, consider this and either approve Thomas to continue or fill him with another person, it's like in abeyance, basically.
But, Chair, wasn't he present at a meeting after that decision and nothing was called, nothing was noted?
Oh, yeah, I noted it. Absolutely, I did.
Okay, when he was present at a meeting?
Yes, okay, absolutely.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I noted it.
LSB to pick up a replacement, though. He was elected by the PNB.
No, but since we notified him that he had missed those consecutive meetings, then it's up to the LSB to actually nominate another person.
But Brian is correct. The PNB is the one that approves the committee memberships of directors. The LSB didn't have anything to do with approving him in the first place, so it would be the PNB that should choose his successor.
Yeah, but the bylaws state that you have to notify the PFW LSB chair also.
Correction. That was a PNB resolution, not the bylaws.
I'm sorry. Okay, fine. Oh, the PNB resolution then to notify the chair, and that's what I did.
Which is good.
But absolutely.
I think Brian's correct that it's the PNB's responsibility to fill that slot since they were the ones who filled it to start with.
So that hasn't been done, so we can just send the motion again to the PNB, which is what was sent initially, was that he was no longer to the PNB and to the chair that he was no longer a member of the finance committee. So that's where it stands as far as the notification. And he did come on a call after then, and we also noted that he had been informed that he was no longer a member. So then to move this forward, I would suggest that I'll just resend it to the PNB and ask that a member from PSW is to be selected to be on the board. So either they can renominate Thomas or they can nominate another person. You know, it's just that we do need another person. We do need a director from PFW. So that's what we'll do. That's what I'll do. I'll send out the same email and I'll ask that it be put on the agenda. So is there another question, Lonnie?
No, I just thought we ought to clear that one up, you know.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, so the action again is that I'll resend the report. I'll ask for the motion to be put on the agenda for the PNB to consider a director for the Finance Committee.
Uh-oh.
I love that music again. Okay, so shall we move the agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, We sent out the agenda and would like everyone, if you, everyone had an opportunity to look at it, to review it. Yes?
Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, we're missing approval of agenda on the agenda.
See, that's when you have to be able to kind of like, what is it called? I'm like having a drawing a blank here.
Well,
but
I suggest we add it to item one.
Right. Exactly, as we were doing. Okay. Approval of agenda. Okay. And go ahead.
Which one are we looking at? The one sent out 9/11? Is that the agenda we're looking at?
Right. It's basically the same one that was sent out. It's the same one that was sent out earlier in the day on 9/11. It's just the dates were changed, with the exception of the next regular meeting.
Okay.
I have a question.
What is it, Liney? And then who is the next, Beruti?
Yes.
Okay. Liney, please, go ahead.
Well, as far as the agenda is concerned, it has WPFW on the agenda.
Right.
Full consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to, you know, sort of prioritize the budget agenda, the budgets that are ready for action? That would
yes.
be A and K.
Okay.
W is not really ready. National is not really ready. And if we could, at least we would be sure to get those folks, you know, squared away.
If the committee...
Just a second. You wanted to go ahead. Beruti wanted to speak. Would you allow Jane to?
Yeah, Jane can go ahead.
Okay, great.
No, I was going to say that. I mean, just 5 minutes on W would be great.
Put
K in there. It's not on that agenda.
Okay. So the budget consideration for PFW, you're saying that it will be abbreviated. It won't be a full discussion.
Right.
But we need to do an update in terms of where we are.
Yeah.
Same thing with national office?
No, I'm not really ready, but we could add K to the agenda for budget consideration along with A.
Okay, so, Gary?
I'm trying to get the sequence. 4A is PFW. Is B KPFK?
4A would be A.
And would B is A?
B is K.
K.
B is K.
Okay, and
A is A. No, A is A.
A is A. So yes. where's W? Who's on first?
W. Well, see, I would say K would be A2. If you like.
In order, under item 4, they'd be KPFA, KPFK, WPFW, national office. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Would anybody interested in getting W out of the way at first since it's so quick?
Sounds like somebody's interested in getting off the phone and going to sleep.
let's just get through the rest, and then we can reorder again. So are there any other changes, additions, Lonnie? Beruti, please. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a question. The ones that aren't on here, when will they be addressed? And Lonnie, you didn't mention BAI. What's your... assessment.
I think I sent out an email, but it looks like we'll have to have another meeting next week. And one of the things we need to do is to have each station that's meet, looked at, identify when their LSPs are going to meet. That'll determine when we meet next. To look at the budgets. So that would be W, that would be I.
Okay. Because we're not going to have another, but I don't know if we're going to have another budget meeting. I mean, they've, you saw the email I sent you about the motion that passed?
Yeah, I did. But.
And especially, well, what's your take on it?
Well, I tell you, Rudy, let's put that in for the abbreviated discussion, too, so then we can decide if we want to just go and do those up front for BAI, PFW, then get to the full considerations of A and K.
Okay.
So we'll add WBAI to the abbreviated, so that would be after, that would be like C or D?
Okay.
Anything?
I heard, I think Edward Steekert mentioned national office, but I think I heard Mr. Hicks say it wasn't ready for discussion.
Yeah, we still need to spend about 5 minutes on it to see where it is.
Okay.
And if we have any, we can do it. Well, if you want to change the order, right, you can either do BAI or national office CD.
I'm just trying to get in order.
Okay. Well, I think we had A, B, C, and we had A1, A2, B was PFW, C was National Office, and we're saying D is WBAI.
Well, yeah. I didn't have any A1s, 2s, or 3s. I can't see your screen.
you have the agenda?
Not one with any A1, 2, 3.
No. There wasn't A1, 2, 3. It was A, B, C.
Yeah.
So, and you have A as A, and you have K as what?
B.
Okay.
And W is C.
Okay.
And I is a D. And
okay.
National Office is E.
Okay, fine. Good.
Okay.
Okay. More discussion?
Is there anything actually under number 5?
Yeah, well, we have this whole slew of motions that Brian had sent to about KPFA, so that looks like something we'll probably have to move forward again.
Did we have carryover business for executive session? It sounded like some of that was pressing.
I do have a closed session at the end, and that was basically to look at the headcount and to touch base on any headcount or personnel issues that were part of the discussion earlier. And also there were motions that were approved in the September PNB meeting, so just to report back on that. So we probably can do that. As far as the budgets, again, any budgets that there are any personnel actions that would be taken, those things we can discuss in executive session for now until we report out on the budgets at the PNB meeting.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I move approval of the agenda as amended.
Okay. Do we need a second? Okay. Then it has been moved to approve the agenda. Is there any other considerations? Okay, then. So moved. Okay. And then so we're looking at the next. So, Lonnie, you're saying we really need to meet next week?
Pending sometime after W and I, presumably those LSBs act on the budget.
And we have a meeting scheduled, in fact, for the 19th.
Yeah.
Is that, you think we can make this, you think you'll have something by the 19th?
Well, Jane, is your LSB going to meet on the 20th? I think you mentioned something.
We are scheduled to meet on Monday the 24th, but it's my... it's my feeling that we are not going to be approving any final budget. It's my feeling that that we would be asking our directors to approve a 3-month continuing budget or a 3-month what has been done in the
Provisional
budget, yeah. It's my feeling that that's what we're going to be doing, but I don't know what the results of that meeting will be. were, I mean, when we get to W, I can go in more depth.
Okay, great. Okay, so you're let's get back to, we were talking about timing. Okay, so you're saying that BAI, the PFW, is meeting on the 24th. So, Liney, when is the final day that you absolutely meet your budget so you can present again at, for the PNB?
Oh, my boy, because, you know, on Tuesday we're starting to prepare to travel.
Exactly.
So the board meeting starting
but
on
you're not traveling.
No, I meant other people are.
Yep.
In terms of the Thursday is the 27th. And I'm wanting to send budgets out. The board likes to get them the week before. That would be the 20th. So.
Okay, so then the 24th is really, I wasn't sure about the timing because they'd asked me about timing, too. So I know it's contingent on you trying to get the budgets out. So if PFW is not meeting until the 24th and WBAI, when is your meeting, Baruti?
The 18th. But I'm not sure. It's a continuing meeting from our last one in which we were discussing the budget, but I don't know if the intention was to... it's a little unclear at this point, but we are scheduled to meet on the 18th. I guess if, you know, the agenda would have to be modified if Lonnie feels though he doesn't have enough that he can work with in terms of what's been presented, then I guess they would have to just modify the agenda. So I'm hoping that we have what's been submitted will be enough to proceed with.
Okay, right. And the motion is that, you know, the LSB will approve the budget or the budget that's presented by management will just be sent to the CFO for consolidation.
Right.
Brian?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like in terms of what the latest is that we can be useful as a committee, that's the 19th if Lonnie's getting his packet ready on the 20th. So, I mean, I feel like that's, we go ahead with whatever we can at that point in the 19th. And if a couple, if the PFW-LSB is punting until it can come up with something else, we'll provisionally approve whatever we have. If we don't have enough to work on something, we punt it to the PNB. But, I mean, we can't be meeting by teleconference while half the board, half the members of the committee are in mid-flight. I'm sorry. So I'm proposing we meet the 19th.
We have a meeting scheduled for the 19th.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah, we do.
I didn't know if that was proposed or scheduled. I second it.
Okay, very good. Okay, that's taken care of. Shall we move the agenda?
Point of order, we skipped an item.
And that would be?
Approval of minutes.
Yes, we did. Sorry about that, Terry. You had sent out, in fact, I was just looking at it, the note of a minute.
Madam Chair, let's clarify the time of that meeting on the 19th, 5 or 5:30.
It looks like we seem to be hitting 5:30. Or 8:30? What is the preference from the folks on the East Coast? Or everyone? 5 or 5:30? It's at 5, so shall we keep it there? 5. 8 p.m. Eastern. It'll still be Eastern Daylight Time. Okay. So, and the next is the approval of minutes.
I move the approval of the August 23rd, 2007 minutes as distributed.
Okay. Is there a discussion? Do we need a second? So moved. Okay. The 29th?
Yeah, I'll move that too.
Is there a discussion on the 29th? Minutes?
Very good. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So moved.
Well,
go ahead.
So moved doesn't mean approved. That's been the chair's habit, and I haven't spoken up before now. But.
Okay, well, let's. Okay, I'll do it clearer. There's a motion to approve the minutes as for August the 29th. Is there a second? Do we need a second?
Don't need a second.
Okay, is there a discussion? Okay, so.
You should ask.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes of August the 29th? I hear no objection, so therefore, so moved.
No, they're approved. They are approved.
They are approved.
Thank you.
They are approved. Okay. The motion to approve has been moved.
Has been approved.
The motion to approve.
Has been adopted.
Yes. Okay, so that's for the 29th and the 23rd.
Yeah, great.
Okay, and you have on here, okay, we can go to closed sessions because you
right.
have some minutes there that you'd like to have approved.
So now you can skip from 2 to 4.
What's that?
You approve closed session minutes in closed session.
That's what I said, Brian. I said you have some here for closed session, and so those you would like to approve when we go into closed session.
My apologies.
Oh, no problem. Okay, so we'll attend to that. I think I have it on the agenda. Oh, I do, approval of minutes. Okay. All right, so shall we move the agenda? Okay, so the next item on the agenda is basically the budget, CFO report and budgets. And when we get into this, there's been a request to reprioritize the discussion, that we would consider the abbreviated discussions first and then go to A and K last. Do we need to go to a vote for this, or should we just, through acclamation, approve that?
Brian here. I actually have a problem with that. I think we should deal with the stuff we can vote on first.
Action items first.
Action items first?
Yeah.
Action items would be then the abbreviated, the ones where we're going to request more information and question why and when the budget will be approved. And can we limit the time of discussion, Brian?
Huh?
Okay. The question is that what we'd like to do, or what has been asked to be done, is to discuss PFW, BAI, and the National Office, since the budgets are not ready to be discussed, but to discuss some aspects of the budget so we'll understand when they will be ready and if there are action items to make the budgets ready for our next meeting, which will be the 19th.
I hear you. I just trust that people are doing their best working on them, and if we're going to prioritize, I'd rather prioritize the budgets that are in shape for us to vote on.
I would second that, Madam Chair. We're an hour into the meeting already.
Okay, fine. That was the question. Okay, well, then let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move the agenda. Are you ready?
Yeah, I won't need 15 minutes for my report, so...
For A and for K?
Right. No, on the agenda it says 50 minutes.
Well, that includes the budget considerations. I mean, it's not just
everything?
Your report, huh?
Oh, that's everything?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. No, it's everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess the first budget we want to take up is KPFA's budget. And I did meet with the business manager and the general manager and the treasurer today, looking at A's budget and looking at some of the specifics of it and trying to see where the station would end up the fiscal this year and what the budget would be looking like for next year. These two are related, and in the sense that how you end up a year is related to what you can plan for the next year. I don't know how detailed a discussion that we want to go into, but let me just point out some of the things that may or may not be obvious. I'm looking now at the preliminary budget I sent out. If you want to read along, and then I'll summarize with a few points about the budget. Let me start at line 218, row 218, and what we have in this document, titled Pacifica Foundation Preliminary Consolidated Budget, FYLA, and this one is $111 million, is you have a comparison between the forecast in terms of how the station would end up this fiscal on forecast, that is between, in this case, July and September, and the budget that's being proposed for the oncoming fiscal year, 2008. For KPFA, listener support on forecast is $3.268 million, and they're projecting a similar amount, slightly smaller, for FY08. total revenue this year forecast to produce $4,372,000. Next year they're proposing a budget for $4.5 million, up $150,000 or so. Now, salaries, always of interest, $2.4 million forecast for this fiscal, that is to say by September 30th, 2007. Next year they're proposing to spend $2.3 million. Salaries are down by a little over $100,000. So you can see that there are salary reductions planned, or salary costs, I should say, planned at KPFA. That will be, in this scenario, $128,000. Administrative expenses, for pool, they will spend $685,000 this fiscal. Next year, down to $457,000. And the reason is that there were some extraordinary legal expenses this year, which will hopefully, fingers crossed, will not reoccur for next year. So administrative expenses are down for next year, and next year's budget by $228,000. Programming projected to spend $257,000 by September 30th. Next year the plan is to spend $294,000, a difference of $37,000, up $37,000, modest increase in programming. Development projected to spend $397,000, and next year $489,000, a difference up $92,000. And the reasons for that we can go over, but they're not material. And then the rest of this is looking at the issue of at row 345. Station is proposing to spend $230,000 or so. From prior, utilized $232,000 of prior year funds from prior year. They got a gift of $322,000 from FY06, and the cash came in FY07, so they're going to spend some of that cash in the fiscal FY07, as you can see there. This year, station would have a negative of $38,000, and next year they're looking to have a surplus of $157,000, roughly one half a month operating. Okay, as always, you want to point out for KPFA that they have they started the year with $700,000 in savings and roughly $260,000 in checking. Total of $963,000 was in the bank for KPFA as they started fiscal FY07. And so their reserves are in place and considerable. So they can weather financial storms because of that reserve. However, you do want to be mindful of the use of the reserves, and you want to be able to see how much and what amounts of the reserves are being used. There's one or two question marks about the budget, nothing serious. So It is one of them is the legal expenses. There's a former law firm called Wright Howard that has been invoicing the station, and it's a disputed bill. And as much as I think that the law firm in question was adding expenses that are not in fact legitimate, and our attorney is looking to deal with that as a disputed bill. What will happen, though, is when the auditors come in, is they will add to this FY07 ending budget a reasonable amount projecting what the expenses might be to fight that disputed bill, and also any projection that the attorney and the auditors might get together and me in terms of what the likely cost will be. In the case of this, the amount of Rice Howard bill is that they sent us the invoice is $176,000, which is went back several years. But that's the current amount, and it'll get resolved at audit. Auditors are coming in about a week and a half for their first visit. That is one small question mark in terms of what the final numbers will look like by the end of that audit. The other one I won't mention, I did mention that. The station is looking at cost reductions and other expenses that are included in the budget that total somewhere around $143,000 or so. And other than that, my recommendation would be to approve KPFA's budget and recommend it for passage on, recommend it for referral to the PNB.
Okay, thank you. I'm asking again, where's the head, Brian, do you have the head count? I don't have it on a, on an email format for this budget.
Yeah, I sent it to you by PDF when the LSB went over it. I can dig it up and send it again.
Okay, because that's...
You mean all the supporting tabs from the budget with the 40-page version?
Yeah, the headcount sheet.
She usually includes it as part of the KPFA full budget.
Yeah, it's part of our template. Let me dig it up, Levar, and I'll send
it out. Okay, you can dig it up and then send it out to all of us, because that's what I'd like to see, you know, monthly, you know, the headcount by position. I mean, we can go into executive session, we can talk about more information. But it just basically shows the positions, it shows the headcount each month and any changes. So you'll know the headcount that goes along with the budget. And I think until we receive that, although we've done the KPFT. And Sandra, did you get a chance to ask your business person here to send us a copy of the headcount for KPFT?
Well, I'm having difficulty with our business person. She's caused us to change our finance committee meetings to daylight hours, which I can't attend those meetings, and she does return phone calls, and she does not respond to emails. So I may have to step it up a bit to get Dwayne to intervene on our behalf.
Okay. That would be good. And the sooner we can see that, the better. Because, again, like, and the questions I have about KPFA's budget is that, you know, again, Lynn, you know, it would be really, really helpful if you had the variances, so we would see the actual variance from year to year and the percentage. Because then otherwise, I mean, I can spend time to, and I can send this out to what I have, to do this and fill in the columns. In fact, I can send it to everyone right now and show what I'm looking at. It's basically, and the other thing is that when I tried to do percentages, for some reason, if I did a percentage on a couple of lines, it, like, threw off all the information. I mean, all the information went, like, bad. So, again, you know, basically what I'm asking for is that what I've done is for the full year budget, better, worse than 2007, and then I'm looking at the month of October and how that differs from October of 2006. For example, with KPFA, if we look at, this is the one that's really scary, when I try to put in the number of percentage, but if I look at September or October of 2007 versus October 2006, it's like listener support is higher by 82,000 October.
Yeah, it has to do with how you time the fall drive, Levar, because it can break across the month.
I understand that. That's so, and I can look at that, but I can look at that in the detail. But on the listener support, it's higher by 82, and on grants income, you're saying, so is that CPB that's higher by 85,000, right, the grant income that's coming in October of this year versus last year?
Sorry, do you want to, I'm juggling a lot of documents here. Do you want to give me a line number?
Line number is 225.
And this is in the consolidated that Lonnie sent?
Yeah, it's the one that Lonnie sent down.
225, not CPB. 226 CPB.
Okay, right. CPB is the next one. There's a grants income line of 225, and then CPB is the
one. And what columns are you looking at? I have most of my columns hidden right now.
I don't know if I opened the file to look at it. The column is October of 2006.
No,
is AW versus CA.
AW versus CA.
Right.
Okay, give me a second to hide everything in between them. You give us a lot of columns, Bonnie.
Yeah, a full year from last year is available month by month, as well, not only 07, but 06 and 05 as well.
Yeah.
All the detail is in those hidden columns.
Yeah. And that's what I was looking at, October of last year versus October of this year. So if you look at October of 06 versus October of 07. And also on the craft fair line, it has the income, make sure the lines are right, line number 224. So it's just, I mean, it could be just the timing. You have to look at the details. But on October of 07, it has 106. And October of 06, it has 37. So.
Sorry, well, I'm getting my columns lined up the way you have them here. I'm having to straddle screens to do it. Give me a second.
You just have to hide. Do the window freeze on them. Or hide, I basically hide the columns.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Now, what lines are you on?
Okay, we're looking at 225. We have grants income of 15 of basically zero in 2006, and then 85,000 in 07.
You're comparing. You said compare AW to CA, right?
Right.
AW is October 06.
CA
is November 07.
CA is October of 07.
CA is November of 07 on mine.
On mine is, we have a slight problem here, Houston. Well, what do you have in the column? For it says November. What do you have for 225?
Okay, I've got October of 07 up. 225,
85,000. Oh, wait a minute. There's something crazy going on here. Oh no, it's you have 85 in October?
Uh-huh.
I have 85 in October and in November. So and craft fair and listener support, it's like 531 in 07 and 449 in 06. What do you have for November of 07, Brian?
You want November of 07?
That's what you said you have for CA.
No, I've got October and November up now.
Okay, so is October CA and November CB?
No, on me, on mine, October is BZ.
Is what?
B is in boy, Z is in zebra.
Mine too.
Easy. Let me just go up to the top here.
So I just sent the whole committee the detailed budget that you were there to review, LeVar, and it has the development worksheet. You know, listener support's not just fund drive, it's also direct mail campaigns, and we're budgeting next year for decreased fund drive goals and increased off-air fundraising, as you know.
Good.
And, I don't know. In terms of the other things Lonnie hit on, in terms of the revenue creases, we are showing the grants are things that are already committed on those lines. The small increase in programming is special programming budget line for 2008 elections-related programming. I believe development's up because of increased off-air fundraising. That would be things like direct mail drops, telemarketing renewal drives, and events. We're basing our major donor projection on two major donor events next year instead of one major donor. We've been our practice up to date. Staff reduction is going to hurt. Kind of had to get it in there to keep the budget balanced with relatively prudent income forecasts. In terms of unforeseen contingencies, there's a $57,000 contingency line. There's also some money on the separate legal line. Not that we're anticipating anything, but there's some money there for it, just in case we are. Lonnie's budget is showing prior year money. The actual surplus without any prior year money would be more on the order of $80,000. And just to clarify what this year is showing, in case it slid by people, the situation we have this year is we got a large amount of money from two different bequest gifts, $322,000 in one case and about $80,000 in another, that were both bequests that we had to book last year because that's the year we got the paperwork on them. So the money came in this year, but it's not showing up as income. We're showing it on our income statements down in the cash and capital section. So KPFA's cash balances are way up. At the start of this month, we had about $1.36 million in the bank. Expect that we'll be closing the fiscal year just shy of $1.3 million, based on the latest forecast from the business offices. So cash reserves should be quite high. The problem with how they make us book those bequests when we get the commitment rather than when we get the money is that you don't actually see the money that's come in this year and this year's actuals. So if you were to look at the money that actually came in the door from bequests and major donors, it'd be on the order of $600,000 this year. Between cash and capital and major donors.
Okay, so I still have this question about the month of October. I'm trying to see what's going on here and why there is a big difference.
Why there's an increase in listener support? I'm guessing it's timing, LaVarne. I think
no, Brian. You're going back to the same thing. I'm looking at this grants income for October. And it has 80. In my sheet, it has for October. It has 85,000.
Uh-huh.
November, it has zero. And okay, so if I open up, so you're saying the grant income is based on proven that's already in the 85,000. Is that what you have for grants income?
Is that committed? Yeah.
Okay, you said the 85. So that's the question. Okay, there's 85,000 committed. And so, and on the listener support, you're saying it's. So what time? So the fund drive begins in October of. That should be in the backup. So the fund drive begins October of.
Okay. I'm guessing it's a spread issue, LaVarne, because if you look at.
I'm asking you a question. You don't have to give me a guess. I'm asking you a question. The question.
Okay, so I'm pointing something out to you.
Okay.
Okay. The first year you're looking at, it's $450 in October and $380 in November. This year it's $530 in October, and $150. Sorry. Next year in the budget, it's $530 in October and $150 in November. It's less overall. It's just more packed into October. I'm guessing that's because a few more days of the fund drive are going to fall in October on this calendar.
That's the question I was going to ask you. When does the fund drive begin and for October this year, and do you recall the date it began last year?
Oh, man, I wish you'd asked me this when we were doing this in committee, LaVarne.
I think we did ask questions and we have the backup. I don't have it here with me. I don't have the backup sheets here with me, so I'll have to. And I haven't received the file that you could expect. So the question is always the fund drive and the timing. And I know there's a complete sheet because I know Lois does that. So
let me pull up the file with the backup that I just sent you.
I haven't gotten it. I usually, and I'm on DSL. So
well, it's a 4 megabyte attachment, so it might take a minute to get into your box.
Yeah. Okay. So just looking at, for not just for KPFA, but looking at all of them in terms of what's happening in October, November versus this year. So the question is always, and the question is it's really. This year, in terms of cash reserves by the end of this year before the next fund, before the winter fund drive?
Well, I mean, look, last year, according to our audit, September 31st, we had $963,000 in cash
right.
in the bank. This year, based on our business manager's best forecast of what we've got in the bank, what we've got due to us in terms of remaining CPV distributions, and what our spending will be in this month and our income will be in this month, that will be just shy of $1.3 million in the bank.
Okay.
So our cash position's improved considerably.
Right.
And it's not with any significant encumbrances. we're booking this year against this year's income, $88,000 legal fees against the thing Lonnie mentioned. It's actually more than Pacifica's counsel has advised us he thinks he can bargain it down to. Just think it's prudent. But point is, we're taking it against this year's income, staying in the black this year, at least on,
right,
on a cash level.
And how much was that again, the amount?
88.
Yeah. Okay.
It's in my forecast.
Huh?
I put it in the forecast.
For this year, for 07.
Yeah, because that will be part of this year's audit.
Okay, but when you earlier said that you're expecting more, so this is the Howard Rice amount?
Yeah, the Howard Rice amount is $176,000. Siegel, our attorney, is saying that's a disputed amount that KPFA did not accrue that those expenses and that the law firm involved was not competent. He is negotiating with them, and he thinks he can negotiate at least 50 cents on the dollar, which would be the $88,000, and probably better than that. So we're putting 50 cents on the dollar just for prudence.
Okay, and that means we're accruing that in 07.
Yeah, I'm accruing it. If it's less, great. But the auditor will likely do just what I did, go with 50 cents on the dollar for a disputed bill.
And do we need to say anything more about the dispute with Howard Rice?
No. It's negotiation now.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Okay. So the only other thing is that we just need we have a headcount sheet for KPFA. It shows by month the changes. And so that's what we need to see. And any time we present this, we need to present headcount. Okay, this is great.
So, LaVarne, I've got the fund drive dates for you if you want.
Sure, go ahead.
This current fiscal year, the October drive started on October 2nd and ran through the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, let me just check my last staff memos for this year's date. I believe it was starting a little bit later this year.
While Brian is checking that, are there any other questions that people have on KPFA's budget? Okay, I think it's excited all of us.
I'll point out this is a consensus budget from the LSB. We approved it unanimously. We gave it very thorough review. We had an initial reading of the budget and full session of the LSB, two study sessions. A lot of LSB members went over it with a fine-tooth comb, caught some formula errors, caught some calculation errors, made it a better budget. I think what we've got now is pretty prudent in terms of having conservative forecasts, both on the expense side and on the income side. And that KPFA is on sound financial footing otherwise. We've got a lot of money in the bank to weather any upsets while we make a course correction. In terms of unforeseen contingencies, there's 57 in that contingency line, another 30 on the legal line. We're showing an $80,000 surplus. I'm confident that this budget is a good budget for KPFA.
Okay.
I have a question.
Just the one other point is that the increase over year over year of the $400,000, approximately $200,000 of that is the grant income. So Brian is in, and that's already proven the grant income. So 50% of that increase is due to grant income, and basically listener support is basically the same. It's only up by about $50,000. So
yeah, but less on air.
Yeah, that's what it. Yeah, exactly.
The detailed fund drive breakout is in the budget I sent you all. I mean, we had two failed drives this year. We had two drives that exceeded their goals by not very much, and two drives that missed their goals by quite a bit. And instead of assuming flat fund drive revenue, we assumed a downward trend.
Right.
you know, if Lux with us will beat last year's results, but we didn't want to assume that for the purposes of budgeting.
So that's right. The whole point is that it's not you know, a huge amount over last year in terms of fund drives and what the results were, and that the 50% of that increase to $400,000 is really grants income. So, Jane, you had another point.
No, and it has to do with what you're discussing now. The so the fund drives. Do you guys have 3 or 4 fund drives a year?
We have 4. We have a 1-week-long mini drive in the summer.
And how long are the other drives?
Hold on one second. That's actually in the fund drives tab on the supporting document I just sent you. So we've been trying to cut the total number of days fundraising. In 2006, the 3 big drives were 17 and a quarter days each, and the summer drive was 7 and a quarter for a total of 59 days. This year, we managed a total of, is that right? Yes, 50 days. We kept the 3 big drives to a little under 16 days each, and the summer mini drive was 8 days. Next year we're proposing 2 16-day drives, a 15-day drive, and a 7-day summer mini drive. So we're trying to cut the number of on-air days fundraising. It'll be a while till we're down to, you know, 2002 levels, which was 43 days for us. I guess the fundraising was gangbusters after the internal Pacifica victory. But KPFA has been ratcheting down its on-air days of fundraising.
And just quickly, and what is the headcount for the end of 08, and do you have a number for 07?
Hold on a second.
FTE.
Yep. Let me pull up that comparison tab. Sunbury's program worksheet. Boy, we got a lot of tabs in here.
This is. I'll be able to open this. My AOL files near. I guess I need to send a note to AOL. You know, actually, it shows that I can't open it, but if I look at recent documents, I can pull the document up. It's really crazy. But
so what I've got in the... forecast actual for FY07 is 40.5 FTEs. Against a budget of 42.9. And budget for fiscal year 08 is 39.6 FTEs. It doesn't sound like much of a drop, but we're budgeting to fill positions that are currently unfilled. Our development director serving as our interim general manager. So our budget assumes that 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks from now, that we'll have both those management level salary positions going full guns a-blazing, which is an extremely conservative assumption, seeing as we haven't interviewed any general manager candidates yet.
Could you repeat that, please?
The budget assumes we have all positions filled.
Okay.
Right now, KPFA's development director is also serving as its interim general manager. Those are 2 senior management level salaries. They're higher pay than the union employees. That's been some of our savings this year, is not having both of them filled. Just given where the hire process for the interim or for the permanent general manager is, we're not going to have both positions filled on day one of the fiscal year. So there will be some savings above and beyond the budget there, depending on how long the hire takes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so just in terms of comparing the headcount to actuals, this year's actual is suppressed because that position was not filled. So we're showing 0.9 FTE less than actual. But if we were actually had all our positions filled right now, the savings would be 2 FTEs. I think they're getting more savings per FTE. I'm assuming. We don't know exactly what positions are cut, but they've kind of been reorganizing checking hours this year as people turn over their jobs. One of the things they've been doing is consolidating part-time jobs into larger part-time jobs, so there's fewer package of the benefits. In other words, if someone is half-time here, we're still paying $400 a month for them to get health care. If you combine two half-time jobs, you have a $5,000 savings on health care. So this year we lost one job through a layoff, one budgeted job was not filled, one job was let go for attrition, two jobs had their hours pared down when people left them.
The music's back, very nice, but lower it a little bit. Okay, so okay, I have to practice, so if anyone else here, and I would ask everyone to really look at the salary summary going to it in executive session. But also see that shows by month when the system came on board. Oh, here it is. There's a salary summary, then there's salary.
Hey, LaVarne, I'm going to run off for 1 second and see if I can get you dates for the fund drive this year. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Okay, so, again, if you look at the salaries spreadsheet, and then it comes on board, and it says, I mean, if each budget, each station had that, then we can understand, you know, what the commitment is and how, when we look at, we can monitor the budgets to see, you know, how the headcount comes on and how many people. This is kind of a summary there.
Point of privilege.
5 months.
Whoever has the music on hold and doesn't know it because they're off the call when they put us on hold, recently rejoined the call. So maybe they can identify themselves by that information.
Okay. Anyone
want
to speak up?
Well, it's me.
Okay, it's Lonnie. Okay.
I've been here the entire time.
Okay, but the music is coming from?
Maybe it's Otis.
Okay. No, well, Otis said it wasn't him.
Okay.
It's not Otis.
Okay.
Yeah, our general manager says this year the fund drive is starting on the 16th and running to the 30th.
16th and running to the 30th.
And last year it started on the 2nd.
Right.
So a bunch of those pledges, like the credit card pledges, won't get keyed in until November because there's a lag on the data entry. That's probably why you see more credit
exactly.
November. Yeah.
Exactly. But you know, I mean, the budget is fine. I'm just looking that there's a little anomaly here. It shows that October of 06, the numbers I have here from the sheet was about 450, and October of 07 is 530. It'll work out in the end for the quarter. It'll be fine. It's just, it looks like the timing is a little bit off. It's November on here, I have 156 in December. 206 for KPFA, but for the quarter it works out perfectly, so we can move on.
Well, if there's no more questions, I'll move approval.
Okay, is there a second, or do we need one?
Yeah, we need a second.
I'll second. Or no, I'm sorry. Let someone else. It's Mike.
I'll second that.
Okay. Well. Okay. So it's been moved and seconded that the KPFA. The budget for 2008 has been approved by the PNB Finance Committee. Is there any more discussion?
I would recommend approved for recommendation to the PNB. We don't approve budgets. We recommend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Terry can change the language.
Yeah. Just to keep it consistent from prior years.
Okay. So is there further discussion? I'm sorry? Okay,
yeah.
It's been moved. It's been seconded.
Although Mr. Edward Tickert moved approval at 6:32 p.m., before that at 6:04 p.m., the CFO recommended committee approval of the KPFA fiscal year 08 budget and referral to the PNB for adoption.
Okay. Okay, sure.
I'll defer to my colleague.
I think he's telling us we're being redundant.
Right. So, Brian, would you like to second?
I don't even have to second.
Okay. Well, fine. We'll move forward. Okay. It's been moved and second. There's no other discussion. So, therefore, the motion shall go to the PNB.